Welcome. Our deep dive today looks at the 2025 competitive landscape for large language models.
Yeah, and the big story, the core idea from our sources, is that things haven't just sped up. The whole market's been, well, fundamentally reorganized.
Reorganize how exactly?
It's this economic shift. We're past the experimental R&D phase, the heavy capital spending, the CapEx.
Okay.
Now we're squarely in industrial production. It's all about operational spending, OpEx. And get this, something like 74% of startup AI work, it's inference driven now.
74%. Wow.
Right. So the real competition, the value, it's intelligence per dollar or per watt, even. Operational excellence, that's the game now.
Efficiency is the new battleground then. And it seems like the tech driver behind this is agentic AI.
Exactly. Agentic AI, it's not just, spitting out text faster. These models can actually plan, execute long workflows, turn one prompt into a whole project.
And the killer app demonstrating this is code generation, seeing real productivity gains there.
Definitely. Code generation shows the power, but it immediately raises a problem, doesn't it? How do you even measure these huge multi-step improvements?
Ah, right. The measurement tools themselves.
They're becoming obsolete, or worse, they're strategic battlegrounds now. You can't just trust a single leaderboard score.
Yeah, I saw that. MMLU, the Massive Multitask Language Understanding Test, used to be the gold standard.
Used to be. But the top models have basically saturated it. It kind of failed because, well, models get too good at memorizing answers, not really reasoning.
So what's next? How do we test genuine reasoning?
Well, the big labs are creating new challenges. The frontier seems to be GPQA. That's graduate level Google proof Q&A.
Google proof sounds serious.
It is. Think PhD level questions in physics, biology, chemistry. They're designed so even a smart person, a non-expert, struggles to find the answers online quickly. It tests deep understanding.
But if metrics are a battleground, what about cheating? Or gaming the system?
That's the critical finding. Tests like SWE Bench for real-world coding. There's growing evidence suggesting top models might be getting inflated scores.
Wow.
Data contamination. Basically, the answers might be leaking into the training data. It's like knowing the test questions beforehand.
So you can't trust the public scores anymore.
Sophisticated organizations, they're falling back on internal testing tailored to their specific use cases. It's really the only way to be sure.
Okay, this measurement crisis feeds right into the big philosophies, right?
Yeah.
The proprietary titans versus the open vanguard.
Absolutely. Two very different approaches shaping the market.
Let's take a titan. Anthropic, maybe.
Yeah.
They seem to have carved out this enterprise safety champion niche.
They have. Their constitutional AI alignment technique is key. It hard codes ethical rules during training.
Which means lower hallucination rates, more reliability.
Exactly. And that's why their Claude 4 models are doing well in regulated industries like finance or healthcare. They need that predictability.
Okay, so what about the open vanguard? Meta comes to mind.
Meta's the big player there. Their Llama 4 Scout model uses that efficient mixture of experts architecture, MoE.
Right, MoE is big for efficiency.
And it boasts a huge context window, potentially up to 10 million tokens. Meta strategy seems clear. Commoditize the base model layer.
Make it cheap and widely available so the titans can't lock down the platform.
Precisely. Prevent anyone from owning that foundational layer.
And this whole dynamic, it sort of mirrors the US-China tech competition too, doesn't it?
It really does. The US strategy often looks like the cathedral approach, focusing on frontier performance, high margin APIs like OpenAI or Anthropic.
Building the best, most advanced thing.
While China often favors the bazaar strategy, more focus on efficiency, rapid adoption. We see that with MoE models like DeepSeek V3 or Qwen3.
Aiming for scale and infrastructure control, leveraging that lower OpEx of MoE.
Exactly. It's about controlling the infrastructure globally by undercutting the high margin players.
So, connecting this back, safety and alignment aren't just technical details anymore. They're part of the brand, part of the user experience.
A crucial part. It's a major differentiator now.
That Anthropic example again. When Claude refuses a request using constitutional AI, it doesn't just say no.
Right. It gives a principled reason. It feels organic, justified, not like hitting some invisible wall in a game.
That builds trust, which is
Yeah.
a competitive advantage.
Absolutely. And this need for trust, for transparency, it has real-world policy implications, especially around safeguarding minors.
Yeah, there have been some concerning cases reported.
Documented cases of harmful advice from chatbots. It's pushing regulators to act. You see things like OpenAI adding parental controls.
And that California law, making platforms tell minors they're talking to an AI every 3 hours.
Yes. The policy is trying to catch up with the UX reality, the safety imperative.
So, wrapping this up, what's the big takeaway for you, the listener? It seems the fundamental shift is that this isn't just about better software anymore.
No, it's a race to control the next foundational layer of technology itself.
A platform shift.
Definitely. Here's a final thought to leave you with. Beyond the models themselves, think about the physical world, this exponential AI growth. It's now a real factor in global energy demand forecasts.
Wow. Okay.
And maybe more profoundly, the rise of agentic AI changes what human work is. Value shifts away from just doing tasks, from execution.
Towards what?
Towards higher order skills, defining the right problems for AI to solve, critically evaluating the AI's output. So for you, maybe the most valuable skill next year isn't just coding, but knowing precisely what question to ask your AI agent. That's the real consequence of this race.